This segment's brought to you by CombatTheFat.com. Discover how the advanced strategies of the U.S. military inspired the revolutionary weight loss system that's been proven to burn fat 288% faster than anything else you've ever tried. Enlist for your fat-burning mission now at CombatTheFat.com.
Hi, it's Jeff Anderson, and welcome to the final module of the 101 Sneaky Weight Loss Tricks program. And this one is all about how to get started and how to stay motivated. Because once you've decided to lose weight, it can be difficult to determine where exactly you should get started. What I always tell my clients is that the best place to start is with your motivational why. In other words, what was it that finally made you decide that this was the time to drop the weight? Now, only you can answer that question, but it's the most important one. Your answer is what you'll turn to when times get tough. So if it was a bad doctor's report, print out your prognosis and put it on your refrigerator as a reminder of why it's not stocked with pudding. If it's because you realize that if you don't lose weight, you may not live long enough to see your kids get married and have their own children, put their picture on your desk at work and look at their smiling faces when someone comes around offering donuts. This will serve you well during even the hardest times. Now, it's important to point out that as you begin, understand that everybody is different. You're not going to find another person who has the same metabolism as you or who burns fat the same way as you. You may weigh exactly the same as a person next to you, but if you both were to start an exercise and diet program, you both might not have the same results 2 weeks or even a month later, even if you did everything the exact same way each day. In saying this, it's important to realize that not everybody utilizes food in the same way either. What may cause one person to gain a pound may not do the same to another. Well, the same is true for losing weight. If you're a married woman and you and your husband are working out together, and let's say he gives up soda and loses 5 pounds, but you don't lose 1 pound. Well, that shows you that you and your husband are not necessarily going to see the same results, even if you're eating and exercising in the exact same way. The bottom line is that today's society has to work a lot harder than societies of the past. I mean, 60 years ago, women and men were thin because they had to work. Manual labor was a requirement or you wouldn't be able to eat. You had to go gather eggs from the hen house if you want eggs. You had to go milk the cows for fresh milk, and you had to plow the fields to grow your vegetables. That's the way life was back then, and technology has taken away all of this manual work. Now we can simply throw a plastic tray into a microwave, and within 3.5 minutes, we have a 1,000-calorie, greasy, salty hip expander sitting on our lap as we zone out in front of the television. You know it's time to make some changes, but in fact, getting started is usually the easiest part for people. They go shopping, they get some workout clothes, they buy some running shoes, and maybe a gym membership. Then they go and they work out pretty steadily for a week or two. But it's consistency that becomes the problem, and consistency is the most important aspect of any weight loss program. You have your motivational why, but now you need to steadily work towards that goal in order to achieve it. Unfortunately, as people progress after a few weeks, they find it harder to keep up their routine. Their lives become more demanding, and they begin to go to the gym less and less until eventually they just give up and stop going. So here are some great tips for staying motivated and on track with your weight loss program. Tip number 78, step on the scale every morning. Now, the point isn't to make you obsessive, but studies have shown that those who weigh themselves daily lose more weight. If the scale reveals that you've lost a little weight, it'll be a great motivator that your hard work is paying off. If it shows that you've gained a little weight, then it allows you to quickly adjust your upcoming day to be more vigilant in what you eat and make sure that you get exercise in to get back on track. Just be sure to weigh yourself first thing in the morning before you eat breakfast and preferably after you've used the bathroom so you're as consistent as possible. Tip number 79, have your body fat percentage measured weekly. This is a little bit more scientific and accurate as to what's happening in your body. By comparing your weight and body fat percentages each week, you'll know exactly how much weight you're actually losing because it tells you how much of your body weight is fat and how much is lean mass. For example, the scale may show you that you've not lost any weight at all, but measuring your body fat may reveal that you've actually lost a pound of fat and gained a pound of valuable lean muscle tissue that will help you burn even more fat as you move forward. Tip number 80. The easiest way to know if you're losing weight is by the fit of your clothes. If you start to feel as though you're floating in your clothes, then you know your eating and exercising is doing you some good. Another way to know if you're losing weight is if you can begin moving where you usually buckle your belt. Of course, tighter is better. Tip number 81, recruit your skinny jeans. Okay, you know that you're holding on to those old pair of jeans that used to fit you way, way back when, but are way too tight now. Well, it's time to break them out once again. Each week after your weigh-ins, try to put them on. You may not even be close to your old size, but you'll at least get a feel for how far you can get them up your body. Keep a mental note of where they end up each week and strive to get them closer and closer to a comfortable fit and a permanent piece in your wardrobe. Tip number 82 is the birthday card trick. Not brave enough to take a snapshot of yourself and post it on your refrigerator? Want a picture of what you're going to look like if you don't get your weight in check? Well, go to the birthday humor section of your local gift card shop. You're bound to find 2 to 3 choices that have a picture of a scantily clad woman or man over 400 pounds. These gimmick cards are there for humor, but you want to buy the card and post it on your somewhere where you can look at it as your potential future if you don't get things going in the opposite direction. Tip number 83, quit smoking. Now, smoking doesn't contribute to your weight exactly, but it does lead to erratic eating behaviors and increases social drinking and eating. Besides, if you haven't heard, it can kill you. So you should stop anyway. Many dieters hold off on quitting because they don't want to take on too much at once and they're afraid that they'll gain weight if they stop smoking. But a study of over 200 people who smoked and weren't active was conducted where one group went cold turkey while exercising and another tackled each habit one at a time. Now the group that did it all at once had the highest success rate after 18 months. Perhaps it was because the exercise releases feel-good chemicals in your body and will help to ease any stress from not smoking, while not smoking will help your body to train more efficiently. Tip number 84, use neuroassociative conditioning. This is a fancy term for reprogramming your brain to attach pain to bad habits and pleasure to healthy ones. Here's how to do it. When you feel a bad choice coming on, like skipping your scheduled workout or diving into a dozen jelly donuts, pull out a picture of someone who is obese or an old picture of you when you were out of shape. Then drop down and do 5 push-ups or simply stretch high in the sky and then down to your toes. Next, immediately look at a picture of someone who is incredibly fit with a big smile on their face. Keep these photos in your mobile phone or somewhere handy where you can get at them at a moment's notice. Your brain will naturally begin associating the unhealthy choices with unhealthy consequences while branding the right choices, like exercise, with a pleasurable image of where you're heading. Tip number 85 is the refrigerator album. Nothing keeps you motivated like seeing progress. So take a photo of yourself today in a bathing suit and post it on your refrigerator. Now take a new photo every 4 weeks and post it just to the right of the one before it. This is going to serve as a constant reminder of where you've been, where you're at now, where you're going, and how dedicated you've been along the way. Imagine having 6 months of photos to look at each day and what it's going to do to your motivation. Tip number 86, don't reward yourself with unhealthy food. By rewarding progress with cheat foods, you only reinforce its power as an emotional crutch, waiting with open arms to bring you happiness in the form of sugar and unhealthy fat. Stick to rewards that are non-food based, like this next tip. Tip number 87, plan an extreme makeover in stages. There's a television show that was popular in the States called Extreme Makeover that took men and women who had features considered unattractive, and a team of doctors and stylists went about turning them into beautiful models. Plastic surgeons chiseled down noses, enhanced breasts, and lipoed out fat cells. Personal trainers showed them how to exercise for long-term success. Hairstylists gave expensive haircuts and makeup tips. Dentists straightened and whitened teeth, and fashion consultants took them shopping for clothes that brought out their new beauty. Well, give yourself the royal treatment, but only once you achieve certain goal markers. For example, map out different splurges at different stages of your transformation. Perhaps after 10 pounds lost, you go to an expensive hairstylist and get their opinion on the best cut and style for your face, as well as makeup tips. At 20 pounds, it may be a shopping trip with a friend whose fashion sense you admire, or even a local fashion consultant from a modeling agency. At 30 pounds, it might be getting your teeth done. You get the picture. The point is to build upon the positive changes that you're making on the inside with attention-grabbing changes on the outside. Map out your makeover ahead of time and post your goal sheet somewhere where it's visible so you have something to shoot for. Tip number 88, brush your teeth. When you're feeling a craving coming on for one of those guilty cheat foods that you know that you shouldn't have, grab for your toothbrush and a peppermint toothpaste. Brushing your teeth has a subliminal effect on your resolve to not dirty your teeth with food immediately after, and peppermint has shown to effectively destroy cravings for sweets. Tip number 89, chew gum between meals. A Scottish university study found that subjects who chewed sugar-free gum between their meals ate much less food than those who didn't chew gum. Participants noted that chewing gum increases the feeling of fullness, and therefore they were able to reduce food intake throughout the day. Tip number 90, try to find an exercise buddy. This should be someone who's as committed to exercising and losing weight as you are. Now, one of the advantages of finding a committed partner is that you have someone to feel responsible to. The knowledge that someone else is waiting on you makes it easier for you to get out of bed and go exercise with them. You wouldn't want to stand up your exercise buddy, right? Tip number 91, practice positive self-affirmations. While you're at the mirror, look into your own eyes, smile, and tell your reflection out loud, "You're going to be strong today. You're going to have incredible willpower, and you're going to love your new body." Now, it may sound silly, but there's a reason why so many successful people use affirmations. They work. Tip number 92, listen to upbeat music while you exercise. Studies show that you can train harder and longer with less fatigue. Tip number 93, play video games. Now, I realize this is kind of a guy thing, and of course, it's always best to do something active if you can, but as any zombie-slaying teenager will tell you, you can't reach into a bag of potato chips and have both hands on the game controller at the same time. For those periods where you know that you'll have downtime at home and you don't have any activities planned, play video games and you'll avoid exploring the refrigerator to fill the void. Tip number 94, make your weight loss public. Now, this takes guts, but it harnesses one of the most powerful motivators known to man, embarrassment. It's easy to quit when you know you're the only one watching, but it's harder to fail when you're worried about what your coworkers and friends will secretly be thinking. Plus, you'll find that everyone will show you more compassion and support by not tempting you with the afternoon invite to a fast food lunch, and you may find those morning donut buffets magically stop altogether. Tip number 95, be a big loser. Know of any other friends, family, or coworkers who are trying to lose weight? Well, ask them to put their money where their mouth is. Everyone agree on an amount of money to put in the kitty and see who can manifest the best transformation in a 12-week period. That may mean the most weight lost, it might mean the highest percentage of body fat, or the best before and after pictures. Whatever you collectively decide on doesn't matter. Keep a central weigh-in log and check in with each other every week for support or friendly trash talking. At the end of the 12 weeks, the winner gets the pot of money or other agreed-upon prize. Tip number 96, give to a charity or organization that you hate. Write out a check post-dated for 3-4-week periods in an amount that's substantial enough to motivate you in this little trick, but not enough to make you go broke. Hand the checks off to a friend to moderate and put them in pre-addressed stamped envelopes to a charity organization that you absolutely hate to send money to. For example, if you're in the U.S. and a staunch Republican, it may be a donation to the Clinton Library. Not a Bush fan? Well, make it out to the Bush Library. Or maybe you have a rival college team. I know I'd hate to send money to the Aggies over at Texas A&M, being that I'm a Longhorns fan. If you don't make your monthly weight goal as monitored by your money moderator, the check gets put in the mailbox and you should be receiving a nice little thank you note from your arch nemesis in no time. But if you do make your goal, you get that week's check back in your hands with your dignity intact. Tip number 97, make your kids fatter. Your children are at risk. The obesity level of younger generation is at an all-time high and climbing steadily because kids often eat too much fast food and processed foods and spend too much time in front of the television and video games. If you have children, trust me, they're watching you. You can either model healthy behavior or lead them straight down the path to the weight-related illnesses that lie waiting for them. So here's what I mean by make your kids fatter. Gather your kids together for a group picture and have them blow up their cheeks with air as you take the shot. Now, after printing out the picture, cut out their faces and paste it on a photo of an overweight adult from a magazine. Place those photos somewhere where you're likely to see them and remind you that this is what they're going to look like if they make the same unhealthy choices that you have. You're not just losing weight for yourself. You're doing it for them too. Now let me share with you some miscellaneous tricks to lose more weight. Tip number 98, change your deodorant. It's not just what you stick in your mouth that can cause you to gain weight. Environmental toxins also contribute, and the more direct contact that you have with chemicals, the more likely they are to throw a monkey wrench in your fat-burning machinery. One recognized culprit could be your deodorant. Look at the ingredient label and ditch it if it contains either aluminum or polychlorobiphenols. There are several natural brands now on the market that are safer and more supportive of your fat-burning efforts. Tip number 99, the candle trick. Your body's best time to recover and repair is at night while you sleep. In fact, this is a major feeding time for your muscles and also the time that you experience the biggest release of fat-melting, youth-enhancing growth hormone. But many people don't sleep very well and don't get full advantage of this body-transforming opportunity. So try this. Right before bed, light a lavender-scented candle in your bedroom and let it burn for 2 minutes. Lavender has an aromatherapy effect that relaxes the body and promotes more restful sleep. Tip number 100, the light bulb trick. A scientist found a direct link between sunlight exposure and hormone production, with direct exposure resulting in a 65% increase in natural muscle-building, fat-burning hormones. But you need at least 1 hour of direct sunlight to get that effect. If you're challenged with getting out in the bright sun, go to your local hardware store and pick up a 120-watt full-spectrum light bulb for your home or office. Now, the light emitted from these bulbs very closely mimics the sun's rays and has been shown to provide the same great benefits as getting direct sunlight exposure. And finally, just to get very strange with you, tip number 101, our final tip in the 101 sneaky weight loss tricks. Marry up and in. Now, people who are overweight often look for mates who share their size challenges. Wrong move if you're not already committed. If you are committed, it's kind of too late. But if you're not, studies show that partners who are both overweight often drag each other down because they're dependent upon the other one being successful. When challenges are hit and one person backslides, the other often falls in suit, and both are often throwing their hands up in defeat. On the other hand, if you choose a partner without a weight problem, you're more likely to feel the subliminal pressure to strive to look better for him or her and are therefore more motivated to take off the extra weight. Not partnered up yet? Then use your search for love as a motivator to look your best now, and don't go cruising the local Overeaters Anonymous meetings for a date. Well, there you have it. 101 incredibly easy tips that you can apply to your own weight loss program right away to make it easier to burn off that unwanted body fat. But let me offer this final bit of wisdom. While a collection of weight loss tips like the 101 that I just went over are definitely going to help you get better, faster results, if you're truly committed to your personal transformation, you need to have a detailed roadmap that takes you turn by turn from point A to point B. I mean, imagine if you were visiting New York City and were just dropped off in the middle of nowhere and had no idea where you were or how to get back to your hotel. Now, you could ask pedestrian after pedestrian for directions or tips on how to find your destination. If you're lucky, you can piece them together little by little and ultimately find your way back, but it's obviously going to take you longer. If you're unlucky, you'll end up asking the wrong people who either give you the wrong directions or, worse, steal your money. Well, that's kind of how it is navigating the weight loss guru maze. Everyone seems to have an opinion about what works best, but unfortunately, that just ends up confusing things or getting you very frustrated with failed attempt after failed attempt from following bad advice. Now, I truly hope that you're able to write down some of the tips that I just went over with you, and I hope that they raised a few eyebrows there along the way and made you think, I can use that. But none of these tips can compare to the simple step-by-step complete fat burning program I've developed called Combat the Fat. Now, this is a complete weight loss system based upon the same exact strategies I studied, trained in, and taught as a master fitness trainer for the U.S. military. But don't be afraid, you don't need to have the fitness level of a Navy SEAL to use the program. In fact, my civilian version has proven time and time again with men and women of all ages that no matter how much weight you have to lose, and no matter how many times you've tried and failed before, Combat the Fat is your key to burning fat incredibly fast and getting in the best shape of your life. You can see the actual real-world results in the before and after pictures of everyday men and women just like you on my website at www.combatthefat.com. And I invite you to visit me there to explore all the program has to offer you. Now, I look forward to seeing you on that page, but until then, train hard and stay committed.